activating and using your psychic ability. Imagery can powerfully and easily reconstruct the preconditions that set the stage for psychic opening. Imagery can encourage a consistent posture, relax, clear, and still the mind. It can create a special sacred space around the imaginer. It can bolster belief and help set intention. And it's the perfect vehicle for opening and expanding the energy around the heart. In addition to setting the stage for psychic opening, imagery can also replicate the conditions that allow the information to come through. By definition, it keeps us in receptive mode and turns our attention inward. Its rich sensory nature is able to gently seduce us out of strict analytic mode, so our hearts can trust the information that comes to us, unedited and as is. And imagery can be used to quickly heighten and amplify our energetic fields. Imagery is simultaneously the natural byproduct and the actual generator of altered state work and psi activity. It's a good idea to try to use the same location to work with your imagery, someplace quiet, safe, and comfortable, and where you know you won't be disturbed. Feel free to turn off the phone, lock the door, or even sit out in the car if that's your only refuge. But please don't drive it, at least not while listening to the imagery. Using the same place and the same music each time will help you to progressively create a quicker and deeper response to the imagery each time because of the associations you will have made. Most people do better sitting up than lying down, simply because there's a tendency to fall asleep from the relaxation that the imagery encourages. If you find you have a problem staying awake, avoid soft lighting, keep your eyes partially open, and sit up with your back a few inches away from the back of your chair. If you find that you're still nodding off, try listening while standing against a wall or walking in a place that doesn't require you paying a lot of attention. Whether you're sitting, lying down, standing, or walking, try to keep your head, neck, and spine straight. This helps to keep your energy flowing and prevents you from collecting muscular kinks. Believe it or not, imagery is more powerful in a group than alone, so you may want to collect a study group of like-minded people, a comfortable collection of friends or colleagues who are interested in developing their psi capabilities. This will allow you to take advantage of the collective resonating field that the whole group can generate. The altered state is contagious, and the group synergy that results from the interaction of all those individual energy fields, jointly engaged in opening to psi, gives you valuable extra mileage. Touch, too, is a powerful accompaniment to imagery, and for this heart-opening psi imagery, it's an especially good idea to work with one hand over your heart, palm down flat over the center of your chest. Aside from reinforcing and deepening the effects of the heart-focused imagery, touch, like consistent location and music, serves as a conditioning cue. Using these tools regularly, you can develop a simple but powerful shortcut for immediately gaining access to psi material. Similarly, it can be a good idea to use the same general beginning sequence with each of your imagery exercises. I generally encourage deep, deliberate breathing as a way to start, which of course also elicits relaxation and a dropping down into the body. This, along with placing your hand over your heart and some standard beginning imagery, usually remembering a favorite time or place, promotes consistency and is one of the ways I like to begin. Don't be surprised if you have some interesting body responses from practicing your imagery, especially in the beginning and each time you reach a new level of access. Many people experience a change in body temperature, some getting warmer and others colder. Some people become lightheaded or tingly around their scalp or hands and feet. Others might experience little involuntary muscle movements. Tears, runny noses, and a desire to cough or yawn are also commonplace. Often people think they've fallen asleep when actually they haven't. They've just been in a deep altered state. The tip-off is their ability to immediately bring themselves back to the here and now when the imagery is over. Keep a pen and notebook within easy reach so you can jot down your notes about your experience once each exercise is over. Just as with your dreams, your memory of these imagery experiences will dissipate very quickly once you've made some large muscle movements, such as getting up and walking a few steps to get your notebook. So it's best to keep your writing materials close by. Finally, always remember to be kind and respectful towards yourself as you engage in this process. No forcing, criticizing, demanding, or proactive orchestrating, please. Remember that the most nourishing ground for imagery is a soft, gentle, receptive state of mind. If you find yourself being too tense or too demanding of yourself, and you can't seem to cut it out, put the exercise aside for a while and go ahead and do something else. Then come back to it at a mellower time. This first exercise is simple heart-opening imagery, very basic but quite powerful. It becomes the launching pad for the more complex imagery that follows, but it also can stand alone as a complete exercise by itself. You can use it not only to help you gain access to intuitive information, but also to settle yourself down when you're agitated. It will help you lower some blood pressure and enhance your immune system. Some people even use it before a difficult meeting, performance, or audition, because it replaces anxiety with expansive, loving feelings. So, to begin with, try to position yourself as comfortably as you can, shifting your weight so your body feels well supported, with your head, neck, and spine straight. And settling down into the center of your body, more and more, just dropping down into your body, with each full, deep, cleansing breath. Inhaling as fully as you comfortably can, all the way down into the belly if you can, and breathing all the way out, fully and easily. And again, breathing deeply all the way down into the belly. Maybe even feeling your abdomen rise, the way a child does when it's sleeping, slowly and gently, and feeling it subside as you breathe out. And this next time, as you breathe in, see if you can send the warm energy of your breath to any part of your body that's tense or sore or tight, and feeling it warm and loosen and soften all around and through the tension, and releasing it with the out-breath, so that more and more you can feel your breath moving to all the tight places, softening them, loosening them, and breathing them out, and noticing any distracting thoughts that might appear, and breathing those out too, so that for just a moment, the mind is empty. For just a split second, it is free and clear and still. And noticing in a friendly but detached way any emotions that might be coming up to the surface, and seeing that you can release those too with the out-breath, so that more and more you can feel peaceful and quiet, steady and still, like a lake with no ripples. And now, if you would, see if you can focus your attention on your heart, just putting all your awareness there, curious about how it feels inside your heart, with all the gentle focus you can bring to bear. And perhaps even putting the flat palm of your hand over it. and just keeping your awareness there, connecting to the gentle, powerful rhythms of your heart, sensing it pulsing all through your body. And now, if you would, see if you can imagine that you're breathing through your heart, sensing that the breath is actually coming in through your heart and breathing out through your heart, soft and warm and steady, in and out. And you might even begin to feel a kind of a warmth or fullness gathering all around and through your heart. Very soft and nourishing as you continue to focus your attention there and breathe your breath there, right through the center of your heart. And still attuned to the steady rhythm in and out, you might bring your awareness to a time when you felt a lot of love and gratitude. Maybe a specific memory that comes to mind. Maybe a time when you were alone in nature, filled with the beauty all around you. Maybe soaking in the generous warmth of sunlight, or perhaps it was nighttime, under a vast moonlit star-filled sky. Or maybe it was a time when you were safely snuggled up, soft and warm and close to someone very dear. Or perhaps you can remember holding a baby, breathing in the scent of soft hair and feeling velvety skin on your cheek. Could be a time you romped with a special pet you loved. Or maybe it's a memory of sitting on the soft lap of a special grandmother, hearing her soft, low voice, taking in the scent of the soap on her skin. Maybe it's a time you ran a triumphant race, enjoying the smooth and easy motion of your own body. Or it could be a time you just communed with the angels. So you're just deliberately calling one of those times to mind, with all the sights and sounds, maybe even hearing a voice, catching a scent, feeling a touch on your hand or cheek or brow, or just remembering a certain quality in the air, a warmth all through your body, and you're just allowing yourself to be there again. As you continue to breathe through the center of your heart, feeling all the fullness, the richness, the power there, and just letting it fill you. Allowing all the love and sweetness to fill your heart and overflow into the surrounding spaces of your body, spilling over and filling your whole chest and torso, warming and suffusing your back and your belly, softly pulsing into every limb and up into your shoulders and neck. So you're just letting the richness of this feeling overflow your heart, fill your whole body. So your whole body is resonating with the pulse of these powerful, loving feelings. Your whole body beating with one heart, and even feeling the air around you begin to pulse with the steady power of this loving energy, radiating it outward, and creating a powerful field of pulsing energy all around and through you, an expanding cushion of vibrant energy, of dancing light and color, as you continue to breathe it into your heart, adding to the fullness there and breathing it out into the world, adding to the richness around you. Residing in the seat of the heart, steady and strong, suffused with love and gratitude, and breathing your breath through your heart. Staying in this place of peace and beauty for as long as you wish. And knowing you can return here anytime just by closing your eyes and placing your hand over your heart and remembering. And so, whenever you're ready, you can very gently and with soft eyes allow yourself to come back into the room, knowing in a deep place that you are better for this. And so you are. This next exercise asks you to pick a favorite place in nature. If you're someone who has trouble making these kinds of choices, just arbitrarily choose a place before you begin, telling yourself that any place will do, and it does not have to be your most favorite place. You may find that after you're well underway, the place will switch on you anyway. If it does, go ahead and let it. It just means that your unconscious has a better idea. I also want to ask you to choose a question you might have about yourself or your life. You can just hold the question in your mind and acknowledge it to yourself, or you can even write it down on a piece of paper before you begin. Start with an issue that's been going around and around in your mind, something that's been niggling at you for some time, but that your analytic mind hasn't been able to solve. Be sure to cast it as a specific question at the very beginning. Such as, what do I need to do differently in this relationship? Or, what will help me finish this long overdue project? Again, if you have trouble choosing an issue, just pick something arbitrarily for the sake of the exercise. You can use this exercise again and again, but each time limit yourself to one question and try not to get ahead of yourself. The only potential problem you might have from repeatedly using this or any exercise like it is that your rational mind might want to take charge and orchestrate the imagery with its own logical solutions, since it now knows what lies ahead in the narrative. But remember, if your analytic mind could have solved this issue for you, it would have done so by now. It's time for the left brain to step aside and give your right brain a crack at it. So just stay with the imagery as it unfolds, moment by moment and step by step. If you can do this, your right brain will rediscover it freshly each time, and will conjure up unique and appropriate imagery solutions, plain or encoded, for each situation you bring to it. I say encoded because it's possible that you'll receive symbolic answers that may or may not make immediate sense to you. The right side of the brain loves metaphors and symbols and can be at its most ingenious when offering them up as solutions. Try to remember them and record them exactly as is. You want to avoid the secondary elaboration that distorts your answer. Rather than trying to figure out immediately what the symbol means, it's often best to just leave it alone for a while, suspending analysis until the meaning becomes clear to you in its own time. And keep in mind, the more surprising and from out of left field the images are, the more likely they are to be authentic, psi-derived information. So, to begin with, call to mind the question that you have, holding it lightly as you position yourself comfortably, shifting your weight so that you're allowing your body to be fully supported. See if you can arrange it so that your head, neck, and spine are aligned. In settling fully into your body, just dropping your awareness down into it, as you take a nice, deep, full, cleansing breath, inhaling as fully as you comfortably can, all the way down into your belly if you can, and breathing out as fully as possible. And again, breathing deeply all the way down into your abdomen, maybe even feeling it rise the way it does in your sleep, slowly and gently, and then releasing the breath with the exhale. And the next time you breathe in, see if you can send the warm energy of the breath to any part of your body that's tense or sore or tight, and feeling it warm and loosen and soften all around and through the tension, and releasing it with the out-breath, so that more and more you can feel your breath moving to all the tight places, softening them, warming them, and breathing them out. And noticing any distracting thoughts that come to mind, and breathing those out too, so that for just a moment your mind can be empty. For just a split second, it's free and clear space, and you're blessed with stillness. And you might be aware that any emotions that come up to the surface, those too you can release with the out-breath, so that more and more you can feel relaxed and easy, peaceful and still, like a lake with no ripples. And now, if you would, see if you can imagine a place, preferably outdoors, where you feel safe and peaceful. A place you used to go to, or still go to now, or somewhere you've always wanted to be. Doesn't matter. Could be by the ocean, or in the woods, or up in the mountains. Just so it's a place that feels good and safe and peaceful to you. And allowing the place to become more and more real to you in all its dimensions. Looking around you, taking in the colors, the scenery, watching the play of light and shadow, looking over to your right and over to your left, seeing all there is to see, all the way to the horizon if there is one, and feeling whatever you're lying against or sitting upon, whether you're leaning against a strong, friendly old tree, or maybe you're lying on sweet meadow grass that's softly stirring. Or perhaps you're walking in the woods and feeling the slippery texture of a pine needly forest floor beneath your feet. Or maybe you're at the shore, with cool wet sand oozing between your toes and gentle waves lapping at your ankles. Or maybe you're just sitting on a nice warm rock in the sun and listening to the sounds of the place. Birds singing, the wind rustling through the leaves. Or maybe it's the steady sound of crickets in the night, or the powerful crash of ocean waves. Maybe you're by the gentle, soothing sound of a bubbling brook. Just so your ears can become attuned to hearing all the beautiful sounds of your place that is so safe and peaceful to you. And smelling its rich fragrance, whether it's the sharp, bracing scent of salt sea air, the soft, heavy fullness of flowers, the pungent, dark green smell of peat moss in the forest. Sometimes the air is so redolent, you can almost taste it on your tongue. And enjoying the feel of the air on your skin. Maybe it's crisp and sharp and dry, or soft and balmy and wet. Just so you're letting your skin enjoy the presence of this place that is so safe and peaceful to you. And just letting its healing magic soak all the way down into your skin, penetrating all the way down into your bones, all the way down into each and every cell. And feeling your heart fill with gratitude for such stunning beauty, for such richness soaking into every part of you. And as you become more and more attuned to the safety and beauty of this place, you begin to feel a kind of a tingling, a pleasant, energizing something in the air all around you. Something that contains expectancy and excitement. A sense that something wonderful is just about to happen. And you might even smile to yourself, because perhaps you haven't had that feeling for a while. But now you do know with some certainty that there is magic in this place, and something wonderful is just about to happen. And as that certainty settles around you, you notice from somewhere above you a slender ray of light, shining down and illuminating a small circle, maybe 5 or 6 feet in front of you. A powerfully bright ray of light, humming with its own intensity, spotlighting a circle of your special place with exquisite brightness, high-lit definition, vibrating color, illuminating everything it touches with a fresh, new beauty. And as your eyes become accustomed to the powerful, vibrant light, you watch, surprised but not surprised, as the circle of light begins to widen, opening to include more and more of your special retreat, highlighting and intensifying more and more of its beauty, crisply and clearly. And you watch with a sense of gentle wonder for such stunning beauty as the circle enlarges, and as the air it shines through intensifies, almost singing with its own energy. Everything it's reaching coming alive with color, glowing, dancing, vibrating. And as you feel the circle of light touch you, tingling and dancing on your skin, softly penetrates your head and neck and shoulders, moving down through your body, all around and through muscle and tissue and bone, down into every cell, energizing you, and feeling the vibrant energy of the light working its magic deep inside your body. Sensing a shift happening on the inside as you feel the light move with deliberate intelligence into the center of your chest. Feeling the warmth collecting all around and through your heart, cleansing and clearing, kneading and softening any tightness that might be lodged there, easing sorrow, lifting heaviness. Feeling the vibrant warmth gathering in your heart and overflowing into the surrounding spaces of your body, spilling over and filling your chest and torso, warming and suffusing your back and belly, softly pulsing into every limb, so your whole body is resonating with its powerful, loving energy. And feeling your heart responding with its own opening, softly expanding like the velvety petals of a rose, gently unfurling, radiating a fragrance of love and gratitude, suffusing your whole body, a soft warmth pulsing into every corner, alive with radiant energy. And vibrating out into the beauty of your surroundings, feeling boundaries dissolve as you become part of the huge, vibrant song of the place, melting into it, dissolving into pure, pulsing color, into dancing energy, glistening light, merging into splendor. Floating in a deep and abiding peace, pulsing in the vast quiet and stillness. And there may be pulsing colors floating with you, images here and then gone, the sound of a voice, the quick emergence of a phrase, a bar of music. Or an idea might appear like the flash of a strobe light and disappear just as quickly. There may be a scent or a feeling, a face or a presence, or there might just be the patterns of dancing energy pulsing with you in the floating vastness. And whenever you're ready, you can begin to gather back into your body, getting denser, more solid as you feel yourself gathering back in, settling comfortably into the welcoming spaces of your body, gathered in, settling down, back home, feeling your feet, your hands, your bottom, your back. Understanding that now or later, something will come to guide you. A flash or pulse of something that may or may not make sense to you. Knowing that now or later, when the time is right, it will come. And so, feeling peaceful and easy, you can watch as the vibrant humming light gently begins to contract into itself, becoming a smaller and smaller circle, until it is gone altogether, for now. And you once again can find yourself in your special retreat, although perhaps the colors around you are brighter, the sounds more vivid, the air more intense, and you may still feel a soft warmth pulsing in the center of your chest, and the powerful field of loving protective energy all around you. You may have a sense that something powerful has happened and will continue to happen with or without your conscious thinking about it. And so, knowing you can call forth this place and the vibrant humming light whenever you wish, you can once again feel yourself sitting in your chair or lying down, and very gently, with soft eyes, allowing yourself to come back into the room, knowing in a deep place that you are better for this. And so you are. This next imagery exercise is also designed to offer fresh solutions to old questions. You can use these two exercises alternately, or you might find that one of them works better for you. So once again, please arrange it so you're comfortable, either sitting or lying down, with your head, neck, and spine straight. See if you can take a moment to shift your weight so you're feeling well supported and comfortable. And settling fully down into your body, taking a full, deep, cleansing breath, and exhaling as fully as you comfortably can. Breathing deeply, down into the belly if you can, filling your abdomen, and breathing out fully and completely. And once more, breathing in, and this time imagining that you're sending the warm energy of your breath to any part of your body that might be tense or tight or sore, and releasing the tension with the exhale, so you can feel your breath going to all the tight, tense places, loosening and softening them, and then gathering them up, breathing them out, so that more and more you can feel safe and easy, relaxed and comfortable with the cleansing action of the breath. And any unwelcome thoughts that come to mind, those too can be sent out with the exhale, so that for just a moment the mind is empty. For just a split second, it is free and clear space, and you're blessed with stillness. And any emotions that are rocking around inside, those too can be noted and acknowledged and sent out with the breath, so that your emotional self can be still and quiet, like a lake with no ripples. now, if you would. See if you can direct your attention inward, focusing your attention on your heart, curious about how it feels there, all around and through your heart, with all the gentle, curious focus you can bring to bear, and perhaps even putting the flat palm of your hand over it to help you focus your attention even further. And just keeping your awareness there, connecting to the powerful rhythms of your heart, sensing it pulsing life all through your body, strong and steady. And now beginning to breathe through your heart, sensing that the breath is actually coming in through your heart and breathing out through your heart, soft and warm and steady. So you can begin to feel a kind of a warmth and fullness gathering all around your heart, very soft and rich and full, as you continue to focus your attention there and breathe your breath there, right through the center of your heart, allowing feelings of love and care to collect there. And perhaps beginning to notice the feel of the air immediately around you, perceiving a subtle bristle of aliveness, like a gently vibrating cushion of energy, softly surrounding and protecting you. And perhaps even sensing its sparkling dots of color, its gentle humming sound, or the tingling energy on your skin. Breathing through the heart and sending the energy of the out-breath into this living, pulsing cushion of protective energy, adding to its density and size, making it more and more palpable, perhaps even feeling it tingle and vibrate all around you. While inside, you can feel safe and protected, able to take in what is nourishing to you, but protected from whatever you don't want or need. And now, see if you can imagine that this cushion of energy is drawing to it all the love and sweetness that has ever been felt for you by anyone at any time. Feeling it pull in all the caring, all the loving kindness that has ever been sent your way. Every prayer and good wish, permeating and filling the field of energy all around you, pulling it all in like a powerful magnet, calling every good wish home. And perhaps even sensing the presence of those who've ever loved or nurtured you, just the ones you want with you. People from your life, alive or long gone, or perhaps special animals, guardian angels, magical beings. It doesn't matter, just so you feel their protection and support. Those who believed in you, who loved and protected you, or guided you well. And maybe even feeling them around you now. Perhaps catching a fleeting glimpse of somebody. Or hearing the timbre of a well-loved voice. Catching a familiar scent. Feeling the gentle weight of a loving hand on your shoulder. And feeling the soft expansion all around and through your heart. Warm and rich and full, as you breathe in all the love and carry, all the protection and support, and breathe out your love and gratitude, and the field of energy around you expands even further, and perhaps even feeling a slight shift all around and through your head, a gentle opening along the plates of the skull as a ring of soft violet energy dances and vibrates all around your scalp, like a magical turban of vibrating lavender light, gently massaging and soothing your forehead, all around the scalp, just above the ears, and all the way around to the back of the skull, a pulsing, tingling violet light. And as you look up, you can see from a distance somebody coming towards you, perhaps looking familiar or perhaps not, but clearly someone or something that radiates love and protection and support, approaching you and becoming more and more visible, holding something for you that you can't quite see, but you somehow know that it's a gift that's specially covered and wrapped, something to help you with your puzzle, your question, and knowing that this is assistance from the highest place and for your greatest good. And as it is lovingly placed before you, you watch, surprised but not surprised, as this loving messenger, looking warmly at you with gentle, smiling eyes, slowly begins to unwrap it for you. A gift. Something to show you what you need to see. To give you a new way of looking. And what you discover under the wrapping may make sense to you, or it may not. It might be a complete surprise, or something very mysterious, or something plain and simple, or very familiar. It doesn't matter, because you can keep it and hold it and examine it again and again from every angle until you see what you need to see and know what you need to know. Able to turn it in your hands and feel its texture, catch its scent, or hear its sound. Yours to keep, a powerful gift, offered freely and without strings, just a gift. And still smiling, the bearer of your gift bows, and with a long, deep look of care and understanding, returns to wherever it came from. And you watch the figure recede, feeling peaceful and easy, knowing you can call back your visitor whenever you wish. And so, still breathing deeply and easily, still aware of the warmth in the center of your chest, and still sensing the protection all around you, you can once again feel yourself in the center of your body, strong and peaceful and steady, feeling your body in the chair, your feet on the ground, your breath in your belly. And very gently and with soft eyes, allowing yourself to come back into the room whenever you wish, knowing in a deep place that you are better for this. And so you are. This next exercise is designed for you to use with another person. It's a very powerful heart-opening exercise that will help you retrieve intuitive information for your partner. This imagery exercise requires a rather unusual seating arrangement. Sitting choo-choo style, one of you directly behind the other, and both of you facing the same direction, with the person in the back sitting close up to the person in front. Make sure that each of you is comfortable and well supported. And as always, keep your writing materials close by. So please go ahead and make yourselves as comfortable as you can, sitting with your head, neck, and spine straight, and taking a couple of nice, full cleansing breaths, just sending the warm energy of the breath to any part of the body that's tense or sore or tight, and letting the breath soften and warm and loosen any uncomfortable places. So more and more, you can feel relaxed and easy, safe and comfortable, watching the cleansing action of the breath. And now, if you would, using your mind's eye, see if you can imagine a wonderful protective energy field that shields the two of you from any outside distraction and allows you both to be safe and protected inside of it. And also imagine, if you would, that this powerful field has a magical ability to draw out of you anything that's left of discomfort or distraction, so that anything you might want to discard is absorbed by the energy of the field and transformed into even stronger, more protective cushioning. So inside, you can be still and quiet, like a lake with no ripples. And in this safe place, I'd like to ask each of you to just let yourselves be, continuing to breathe deeply and easily, perhaps becoming aware of the energy around the heart, aware of the warmth building in the center of the chest, and just letting it expand softly and easily as you breathe. And for the person sitting in the back, see if you can focus your attention on your partner, on the neck and shoulders and back in front of you. Perhaps focusing on what you might consider to be a particularly vulnerable spot, a place that touches your heart, on the neck or back or shoulders of your partner. And just allowing your feelings of loving kindness to collect in your heart for that endearing spot that you're focusing on. Maybe sensing what the back has carried, the burden that the shoulders have known. Perhaps aware of the places where tension or fear or tightness is lodged. As your heart continues to warm and open and soften with the vast energy of your own loving kindness. And for the person sitting in the front, see if you can just allow yourself to be seen, which is, of course, a great gift to give in and of itself. Just allowing yourself to receive this exquisite attention from the generous heart behind you. Just letting yourself float and remembering how good it feels to really be seen. And for the person in the back, just feeling the warm, rich energy flowing in your heart as you continue to focus on that vulnerable spot. Allowing your heart to open and expand, soft and warm and full. and remembering how good it feels to get back in touch with your own generosity. Enjoying the richness of the connection, open heart to open heart, pulsing with the beat of one heart, as you continue to focus on that tender spot, willing to be of service in any way to this other being, grateful to hear or see or feel whatever might be useful, open to any images that might show up, any sensations, phrases, sights, sounds, symbols, any colors, music, or fragments of ideas, whatever wants to show up, however subtle or bold, and just noting what appears, however fleeting or fragmentary, noting what appears in the richness of the connection, open heart to open heart, focusing on the tender spot and asking only to be of service. Floating in the huge spaces of the open heart, keeping your focus on the vulnerable spot. And as for your partner, just allowing this, knowing in your heart that this is coming from the most generous place, and so you can let yourself be served in this way, knowing that in doing so, you give honor to your partner. Whenever you're ready to do so, gently allowing yourself to disconnect so you can jot down what you've seen or heard or felt, and then share them with your partner. Allowing yourself to gently disconnect, knowing in a deep place that you are better for this. So you are. Before speaking to each other and sharing your information, you may want to jot down some of these notes of your raw psi impressions. Remember to keep the data as pure, as unembellished, and unanalyzed as you possibly can. After you've shared your experiences, you can then switch roles and do this exercise again.
Thank you.